Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Lawyer who thought he was evil Jesus, guilty of plot to kill prosecutor.
Sarah Ward and Lizzie Roberts.
The Times, Thursday, August 29th, 2024.
A lawyer has been found guilty of a dark web plot to kill a prosecutor after claiming to be a vigilante who identified as evil Jesus.
Martin Reddy, 41, said he had no personal ill feeling towards Darren Hardy, but claimed that his family ran a pub allegedly linked to a money laundering scam that the accused claimed to have uncovered.
Reddy denied attempting to conspire to murder the prosecutor and allegedly paying a hitman £5,000 in Bitcoin on the online killer's marketplace website, with instructions on how to find the intended victim.
Lodging a special defense of lacking criminal responsibility during a trial at the High Court in Glasgow, Reddy was found guilty after claiming that he planned to expose organized crime.
Giving evidence, Reddy said he believed he was Jesus in autumn 2021 and suffered a relapse in January 2022 when he believed he was evil Jesus. He said he knew that murder was illegal and told jurors that he effectively turned vigilante to try to eliminate crime from his hometown.
He was remanded in custody for social and psychiatric reports to be prepared.
And now, here is Evil Jesus, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by John Noel. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, September 2nd, 2024.
Before we go in, you've been read in on the security protocols, yes?
Yes.
No sudden movements, no loud noises, absolutely no physical contact.
Uh-huh.
No outside liquids, no sharp objects.
Left all my water and knives at receptions.
Detective Walden, while you're here, I'd be grateful if you would treat this institution and the work we do with the appropriate gravity. We deal with significantly unwell individuals here, and the rules are in place for your safety, as well as theirs. Do you understand?
Absolutely. I'm very grateful that you've made time for me.
Have you had a chance to look at the patient's file?
I have.
And what do you know of Sam Sims?
Multiple incidents, multiple assaults, all strange and thematic in nature. The patient presents with delusions of grandeur, given over to messianic tendencies.
There is no current terminology for what Sam Sims is. My colleagues were all too ready to write it off as run-of-the-mill psychosis, but I suspected it was something deeper. Blasphemous deific identity disorder is the closest we've come to labeling it. But in all my years of practice, I've honestly never seen anyone capable of the horrors Sims has perpetrated. He's not natural. I warn you, be careful.
Open door 5, please.
Hello? Sam, it's Dr. Groves.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
We have a visitor for you today, remember? This is Detective Walden.
Hi there.
Yes. Please come in.
Thank you for agreeing to talk to me today.
How could I refuse? I don't get many visitors. Can I offer you some tea, Detective? Coffee, perhaps?
That'd be nice, thank you.
Do you have any tea? Any coffee, perhaps?
I don't know.
Well, then I'm afraid you're out of luck. I'm not allowed much in the way of creature comforts these days. Dr. Groves doesn't trust me with much of anything, really. So unless you've brought your own, water will have to do.
I'm fine, thanks. Water's fine.
Did you bring your own cup with you? Because I'm afraid I don't...
Oh, I... I don't need anything, really. I'm here because I've been assigned to look into the incidents that you've been linked to. I wondered if I could ask you some questions.
Yes. Well, I'm not surprised. It's about time someone looked into them. Quite miraculous, were they not?
I'm not sure I'd describe them that way. I don't think your victims would either. Can I have your full name for my notes?
Sam Sims.
No middle name?
No.
And do you know why you're here, Sam?
Society has taken exception to my being.
And your being is?
Evil Jesus.
Come on now, Sam. We don't encourage that self-identification.
Dr. Groves doesn't like it when I call myself that. Scared of what it means, I think.
What does it mean?
You're aware of regular Jesus, I assume.
I am.
Well, I'm like regular Jesus, only evil.
So you believe yourself to be the Antichrist?
No. Not at all. Evil Jesus, completely different.
Is that not the same thing?
Not in the slightest.
Well, explain that to me.
The Antichrist would seek to present themselves to the world as a savior in opposition to both God and regular Jesus.
And that's not you.
No, I exist alongside as a counterpoise to General Do-Goodery, a dark mirroring, if you will, of regular Jesus.
You keep saying that, regular Jesus.
Good Jesus seemed a bit of a tautology, you know. Classic Jesus. Original recipe Jesus. Standard issue Jesus, whatever you like.
How long have you believed yourself to be evil Jesus?
Oh, since the miracles started happening, I suppose.
The assaults, you mean? Those weren't miracles.
Oh, yes, they were. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you'll never believe they were most assuredly miracles.
No, a miracle would be like when regular Jesus brought sight to the blind.
And so I blinded a man in IHOP.
I see. So you're inverse Jesus.
Evil Jesus.
Well, can you turn wine into water?
If by that you mean to ask if I can drink 5 bottles of wine and urinate prodigiously in the Apple Store? Yes, I can turn wine into water. And there's the lepers to consider, of course.
Oh, those would be the 16 people you gave leprosy to.
Well, they weren't lepers to begin with. I miraculously cursed them with leprosy.
Well, that's not strictly true, Sam. We ran tests when you were admitted, and it seems you were an asymptomatic carrier. Probably have been for years. You didn't give people magic leprosy, Sam. You just gave people leprosy.
Technicalities.
So all these other incidents, all of these are your interpretation of the miracles of Jesus.
Regular Jesus, yes.
So instead of the feeding of the 5,000...
I vastly overfed 5 people. Did you know how much bread and fish a person can eat before they quite literally explode? I do.
Can you walk on water?
I can swim on land.
Well, what about driving moneylenders from the temple?
I installed ATMs in churches all over the state of New York.
You know, I have to say, I don't think there's anything particularly miraculous or even that special about you, Sam.
Oh, no?
No. From what I'm seeing, you're just like any other criminal nut bar I've crossed paths with. Trying to make yourself seem more than you are by dressing up common thuggery and whatever nonsense your damaged mind can cobble together.
You lack faith.
I think it's about time we end today's session, if that's all right.
I've got a few more questions.
Yes, please. By all means, let the detective stay, so that my true power be made known.
Detective, I really must insist that we end this right now before someone gets hurt. Sam, you're getting agitated. You know what happens when you get agitated.
What do you know of transubstantiation, Detective?
The changing of bread into the body of Christ?
Precisely.
Hey, don't touch me! Let go of my arm!
I need sedation in room 5 immediately.
Do not touch the patient, Detective. Sam, let go now!
Something's happening! What's happening to me? My arm!
Behold, your flesh is made bread.
No, no, don't let him out.
Oh, ye of little faith, this isn't the last you've seen of evil Jesus.
Oh my God, he's swimming away. Somebody stop him.
This has been Evil Jesus, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by John Noel, featuring Sarah Mish, John Noel, and Jasmine Spies. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, September 2nd, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau with Artemis Zara Gutekin. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at livingradionyc.com.